It is now time for another pretty late rendition on this masterpiece theater. Where is this from?
That was very good. What a great recording you have of that. Oh, that was live. Even more impressive, yeah. Craig. Is that where is this from? Or where?
What is this from?
What is this from? What is this from?
What is this from?
Very well
done.
There
we go.
Very nice.
Good luck to everyone.
Good luck to everyone. So 312, I have a question for you, Craig. Do we keep reading the scene even if we get a guess? Or do we stop if we get a guess?
I think that the call comes at the end.
At the end. So we do the whole scene.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Sorry, Senator.
The scene must be completed.
Right. Just like to say
yes
to those who would have voted for me in the future.
I don't understand how this is a problem for you.
This is not a problem. I just have to say a disclaimer.
This
I'm doing it.
Oh, when they do the op research on that, this will come
this
up.
This is it.
Yeah,
this
Scott
knows.
Yeah.
Santa is gleeful right now. You know
well, I have talked about running for office, and I've said so many things on this show that will disqualify
he's totally
me.
Totally gleeful.
Yeah. I'll put this up so you can't. Is this going to help you at all? Would that be better?
No, right that's perfect. We're going to be fine.
All right, then. Fine. All right, then, gentlemen. Here is a scene from What's That From?
Yeah, it's a very freeing. I can say anything to her.
Are you saying you can say things to her you can't say to me?
Nah, it's just different. It's a whole new perspective. I get the woman's point of view on things. She tells me about the men she goes out with, and I can talk to her about the women that I see.
Wait. You tell her about other women?
Yeah, like the other night. I made love to this woman, and it was so incredible. I took her to a place that wasn't human. She actually meowed.
You made a woman meow.
Yeah, that's the point. I can say these things to her. And the great thing is I don't have to lie because I'm not always thinking about how to get her into bed. I can just be myself.
You made a woman meow?
Later, our main characters at dinner.
So, what do you do with these women? You just get up out of bed and leave?
Sure.
Well, explain to me how you do it. What do you say?
You'd say you'd have an early meeting, early haircut, or a squash game.
You don't play squash.
They don't know that. They just met me.
That's disgusting.
I know. I feel terrible.
You know, I'm glad I never got involved with you. I just would have ended up being some woman you had to get out of bed and leave at 3 o'clock in the morning and clean your andirons. And you don't even have a fireplace. And not that I would know.
Why are you getting so upset? This is not about you.
Yes, it is. You are a human affront to all women, and I am a woman.
Hey, I don't feel great about this, but I don't hear anyone complaining.
Of course not. You're out of the door too fast.
I think they have an okay time.
How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I know.
Because they...
Yes, because they...
And how do you know that they really...
What are you saying, that they fake orgasm?
It's possible.
Get out of here.
Why? Most women at one time or another have faked it.
Well, they haven't faked it with me.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Oh, right. That's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. It's just that all men are sure it never happened to them and that most women at one time or another have done it. So you do the math.
You don't think I could tell the difference?
No.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Oh. Are you okay?
Oh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh, 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 God. Oh, 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 God. Oh.
The woman at the table next to them.
I'll have what she's having.
And that is our latest masterpiece, Pretty Late Theater. Rendition of
Bravissimo.
I didn't do all the yeses.
No, it's fine.
I didn't do all the yeses.
Get your own way with that.
I've been through that before.
You made it your own, Patty.
I know.
You didn't have to make it so real.
I don't say yes. That's why I didn't do that one.
See? It was about you.
Hey, Andy, how are you doing? Everyone's a little
good.
Pink.
How about
in the...
you guys?
Oh, we're very good, thank you.
I was actually watching this movie 2 days ago.
What movie was that that you were watching?
Saving Private Ryan. No.
When Harry met Sally.
That is correct.
Jack Ryan and Billy Crystal.
At what point did you realize it was When Harry Met Sally? Was it in the scene before? Very beginning. Okay, just curious.
He was on hold before we got to the end part.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Great job, Andy. And this is a movie that you've liked for a long time?
Yeah, I always liked Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
I always thought it was a sweet movie. I was surprised when Craig said it was one of his favorite, because I just think of it as something from my childhood.
Oh, I love that movie.
Andy, can I ask how old you are?
53.
Yeah, so that's about the when you were dating. Were you dating when you saw this movie?
I was with a date that night, I remember.
Because I think it had to be an interesting date movie to go with somebody.
Right?
It was a rom-com, but it was about being friends, and there were a lot of complicated issues that came up during the movie. Was it a nice date movie? Do you remember?
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
All right. Cool. Thank you so much, Andy. Congratulations. You've won this week's What's That From? And we have a gift card from Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com. Craig will take your information. Yes, Craig, are you okay?
Yeah, no, that was great. Craig, that scene went really well.
Steamed up over there. Very well steamed done. Up. It's all foggy in the studio over there.
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure how to get wrapped, how far to get wrapped up in that. I was like, okay, I'm gonna stop now. I'm just start hitting the count.
Goodness.
When that movie came out, was that I mean no movie had ever really talked about orgasms before, so that was kind of I was a kid, so I didn't really understand it, but it was great to hear a woman talk about like that. Like sometimes you just want to get it over with, and that was kind of what like it's not gonna happen. I'm just gonna go ahead and make sure that he gets there so we can carry on.
Carry on.
You just know, Esmeralda, you just know when you're not going to reach your destination,
just
right?
Ignoring the guys.
Yeah, go to the guys. Well, no, think about it. You just stop midway and go, yeah, I'm done. Get off me. Like, that's going to be such a bummer for everyone.
So you help them along.
So, yeah, you might as well if you're going to enjoy it. Right. Usually you're not mad anyway. It's like, whatever.
Exactly.
It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's not the place, it's the journey.
Sometimes you say the Brussels sprouts they're really tasty at Thanksgiving.
There you go. I really did.
Is that a metaphor?
There haven't been that many good rom-coms in a long time. What? Metaphor? Orgasms and Brussels sprouts? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
They're not for
really
everyone.
Good. They're
not
healthy.
They're
not for everyone.
They're right amount of
they are healthy.
Butter.
They're butter. Better with butter?
Guys. From the 708, that was the best possible transition from a political conversation to that scene. Good luck, Senator Katowski.
No! Thank you.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, he is. Yes. Yes, Craig.
That's the end of the text. I don't have anything else to add at this time.
Yeah. All right.
That's fine. You know how, like, in a basketball game, when a guy does a really crazy dunk, they should take their shoe off and just, like, throw it in the air or throw the ball in the air or something? At the end of that scene, I kind of felt like you should have taken your microphone and just thrown it.
Dropped it.
Yeah. Dropped the mic, something like that.
I know, it got awkward there for a minute because I was like, I'm going
to... I was expecting more yeses.
I know, everyone was.
I was waiting, yeah. Before the next stage direction, we were waiting for the rest of it.
I did the sigh. I did the... Because then she sort of shakes her hair and keeps eating.
Well, you bang the table,
too. Yeah, and keeps eating the salad.
Good job.
Really good.
That is important. This is well done. This is a really good segment we're doing.
I really enjoyed your reenactment of how I was banging.
Yeah, you did it like this. You just smacked it. That's a thing.
I was going to ask, have there been any good rom-coms recently in the last few years?
I mean, define what you think a good rom-com is, because Love Actually came out in the last 10 or so years, and some people like it, some people hate it.
I don't hate it, but I think it's okay. Yeah. I mean, that's more of a collection of stories?
Yeah, it's still a romantic comedy, though.
Are there any romantic comedies that you like?
Oh, sure. I mean,
The Notebook.
One of my favorites.
The Notebook?
My favorite is Serendipity with John
Cusack. Really?
I love that movie.
It's a cute movie.
I love it. I just love it. I can't ever turn it off.
Wow.
Yeah. I love Say Anything, too, but that's from dating myself.
Big John Cusack fan over here.
Huge. Huge. High Fidelity. That's not a rom-com, though. But is it?
I don't know.
No. But I love, Serendipity is one of my favorites.
His Girl Friday is Cary Grant, Rosalind.
That's a great romance.
Awesome.
That's a thing.
The best.
Well, and
the
any of the
best.
Couple of the Philadelphia Story.
That's great.
That's a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a weird rom com because like she's getting married to somebody else, and then she starts flirting with Jimmy Stewart,
flirting.
I know, and then Cary Grant, and it all gets
like how Scott said, there's more than flirting.
You know what I'm saying. Bringing Up Baby is true.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. What's that?
Bringing Up Baby.
Yeah.
Also Cary Grant.
Yeah.
I love films that are older than
We are getting
Golden Pond. On Golden Pond was a great
Yes, Craig.
We are getting text reactions to our last segment.
Yes.
From the 815. Ha 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 ha. Bravo. I was half listening, and then all of a sudden, yowza. Sure got my attention.
Yeah, we went from Hillary Clinton to faking an orgasm. It was
come on.
The best bridge ever.
Come on.
That is the first time that I've seen yowza written in the text as well.
Yowza.
I felt that I delivered enough that if I push it too far.
I mean, from the 815, it's in all caps. That is an all caps yowza.
Really?
Cap lock. You got cap lock.
See, they'll vote for you, Senator.
Thank you. It's like as long as I bring Patty. Is Patty coming?
Can you have these? Yes, on the campaign sign. Yes. Katowski, yes.
Nice to see you, Dan. Is Patty here? Where's Patty?
We don't have enough of a commercial break.
Where's your friend for the radio?
We should take one at this point. We have like 30 seconds. This is a full-on melt. Holy God.
Oh, no. So many things that could have been said throughout that stretch that were not said.
It's
all good. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, you just went Elvis on.
You're dismissed, just so you know.
Am I really?
Yeah. You said you had to leave by one.
I know, and I'm having so much fun. I love this show.
Thank you. Yeah. You're welcome to stay. I don't know what we're going to do. I have nothing planned for after one.
Oh, God,
really?
Yeah, we do. I'm just kidding.
She's a pro.
We can pull more scenes.
We have more scenes.
What's going on tonight? What are we doing tonight?
Do you want something from a Woody Allen movie next? What do you want?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Esmeralda, how are you doing up there?
Great. Did anyone catch that one line?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
I was waiting for it.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
Like, okay. Yeah. Do I have to keep screaming?
I'll have what she's having.
This did very well.
Oh, no, I was talking. Someone said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which
yeah,
line?
Craig went like this. Craig waved me off on that one.
Yeah. Yes. Did he wave me off? Waved off?
We all left.
He went air traffic controller on you?
he said, don't go after that one.
Don't land the plane there.
Do you want me to take a break?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.